Burwood played this electric banjo thing tuned like a sitar, or probably some open tuning, and put a long sitar solo at the end of Fields of People. Quite amazing. We've been waiting for years for the move to come to the States, and by the time they got there, it was a different band. It was down to three original members of the five. And they played all that stuff, and it wasn't even out yet. I didn't realize that until I checked some dates. They were playing an album that hadn't been released. And in classic fashion, they flew into Detroit, played a show there, drove cross-country to L.A., played in the Whiskey, and drove up to San Francisco and played at the Fillmore. And Bill Graham loved them and said, you know, you've got a gig at the Fillmore East, see you there. And they just packed up and flew straight home. So much for their American career. Typical. But they were fantastic. It's hard to explain to people how good they were. There's a live album actually from the Fillmore, but being a board tape, it just doesn't quite capture it right. And it's a shame because it's the complete show and then some. Got me to 4 o'clock. That's what I was trying to do. Trying to get one thing right today. And I did. So let me tell you, this is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KGLZ East Helena, 89.1 FM with trendsetters. K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM. K220KD, Big Sky, 91.9 FM. K28BX, Livingston, 89.5 FM. K296CF, Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K213AU, Big Timber, 90.5 FM. And streaming on the web at kglt.net. And it looks like Sutherland and Tremblay are tuned in. So, hi, guys. I'm trying to disturb him or something. Scott Sutherland's at work and probably fuming at some annoyance from the bosses, so I'll keep playing loud stuff because he can turn it up, and if they walk into the office, it'll just push him back out the door so he doesn't have to deal with it. And I expect a kickback for that service. Mr. Sutherland? Okay, sheesh. I think I'm ready to go to the next hour, but first I'm going to tell you that this KGLT is supported in part by the Bozone, the area's entertainment and events calendar available twice a month. If it's happening, it's in the Bozone. Updated events and information online at bozone.com. Montana Reclaimed Lumber North, antique lumber for the public. Offering furniture, hardwoods, slabs, mantels, and more. Sales room and lumber yard located just south of Four Corners. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m. online at mtreclaim.com. And Melamood offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, one block west of the Brook Breeden Fieldhouse. On Facebook, open 10 a.m. until 10 p.m. Now let's continue. I don't think I've ever played this song on the radio in all these years. Speaking of all these years, as we slip into 2020, this is the beginning of my 52nd year on radio.
Don't give up now. Here's it in the darkness and you do it in the light. You do it in wonder and you do it in the right. You do it when you're going and you do it coming. Like I said, why? We'll be right back.
office and you do it in the light. You do it in the shangle and you do it in the falls. They do it when they want to cause they catch you by the balls. I said, why?
The gentle sounds of the Neutrons. Some Welsh music there of various flavors. Though it's all from the same 10 people. As the Neutrons, what's his name? Stuart Wallace? Singing that one? I don't think that's right. Martin Wallace singing that one. He's a sort of a Fringe member with Cara May singing backup from their debut album, Black Hole Star. The beautiful Rick Griffin logo. Start off with Declutter from his second solo album, Kamikaze. You heard April the 3rd. And like I said, I don't know if I ever played that one. I usually play the more grinding, crunchy ones. Help Yourself from their fifth album. You heard Light Your Way with Deke Leonard playing lead guitar on that one. And then Man with Deke Leonard and Phil Ryan, who was in the Neutrons, all back together again for an album prophetically titled Endangered Species. And sadly, not long after that album came out, members of that band started dying off at a furious rate. Mickey Jones, and then Phil, and then Deke Leonard. Three of the five guys on the album gone. And they're all good friends, too. People I sat around and had hilarious times with. Just fun folk. And then finish up with the Neutrons. Getting us to 423. That's a little self-indulgent there, but yeah, that's what I get to do on my show. Indulge myself and try to play some nice music for your ears. It sort of works out. It's a two-way street.
The Bozeman Folklore Society invites you to Contra Dances at Bozeman's Senior Center, 807 North Tracy Avenue, across from the fairgrounds. All ages, no partner or experience necessary. All dances are taught and called to live music with friendly, welcoming dancers. Everybody is welcome. Dances start with a beginner's workshop at 7:30 p.m., Saturday, January 11th. Music by the WMDs, calling by Robin Lauster. The BFS website has schedules and details at bozemanfolklore.org or the Bozeman Folklore Society on Facebook.
Let's see, is there anything else I need to tell you? No, not quite yet. I got a song in my head this morning. Let me see if I can make sure I got it worked out. And it, you know how a smell or a taste can cause a flashback? Well, thinking about this record, it took me back to, geez, I don't know, 30 years ago? These are the songs I probably played in KGLT in the 80s. I think. I don't remember that far back.
Oh, I guess it's just a feeling.
Lovely. XTC, when they were out playing live and loud. Song from Black Sea, The Language in Our Lungs. It's from a BBC live in concert disc, and it's a good one. Great band. Great record. Here's some other good songs. Police from Ghost in the Machine. Again, I don't know when I last played that. I do like that song. I'm not the biggest Police fan, but that was a nice record they made. Released a couple good songs on there. The Invisible Sun, you heard. The Eurythmics from their second album called Sweet Dreams, the one that made them famous. You heard This City Never Sleeps. An old favorite of mine. and probably pretty obscure. I think people remember the couple of big hits, but album tracks, especially that first album, the one they did with Connie Plank. Now there's a good hidden record. Echo and the Bunnymen, also live from the BBC from John Peel. You heard Killing Moon and finish up with XTC. 444. That'll be work out about right for my plans. So listen to this and I'll get right back to you.
MSU Debut presents the 2020 Battle of the Bands, Saturday, February 1st in the Sub Ballrooms. Is your band ready for battle? Band submissions will be accepted till Friday, January 17th. At least one band member must be an MSU student, and selected bands be available for the February 1st performance. Video submissions can be sent to msudebut@montana.edu. They should be less than 5 minutes in length and include band name, song title, band members' names, and student affiliation. Whether you're in the audience or on the stage, the 2020 Debut Battle of the Bands, 7 to 9:30 p.m., Saturday, February 1st at MSU Bozeman.
Well, that sounds fun. I played in a couple of Battle of the Bands back in the day. No, we never won. There's some good bands around my town, so it was tough. This 4 o'clock hour on Friday afternoon is underwritten by Bozeman Brewing Company, local brewers of Bozone Amber, Hop Zone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Bozeman's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood, 504 North Broadway, open 7 days a week. Okay. Lots of birthdays this last week. Jimmy Page and David Bowie. And their paths actually crossed. Page played on some early Bowie stuff. Interesting. I was thinking about it. I saw Jimmy Page the first time in 1966 with the Yardbirds. He had just taken over the lead guitar. And he's 22 years old, and he's brilliant. He's making sounds I'd never heard before. And he had already had a very lucrative career as a session man, playing on some huge hits, Goldfinger, Downtown, what's the Nashville team doing, Tobacco Road, some Kinks and Who records. Not too shabby for 22 years old. It's gonna fight me.
This is a track from the new album. It's called Walking into Clarksdale.
There's a stranger at the crossroads. If I've seen his face before.